Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the memorial feast of Our Lady of Walsingham. First reading will be taken from the prophet Haggai chapter 1 verse 15 to chapter 2 verse 9. Our psalm for today is Psalm 43. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel chapter 9 verses 18 to 22. My brothers, my sisters, the Lord has a message for you today, and the Lord will be praying for us, with us today. Our Lord Jesus asked his disciples in today's gospel reading, "Who do the crowd say I am?" And Peter spoke and said, "The Christ of God." In other words, our Lord Jesus is the anointed Son of the Father. The book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 13 following says that the Son of Man was given dominion, glory, and kingship by the Ancient of Days. And at the point of the transfiguration, the voice of the Ancient of Days from the cloud says, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." Thus, my brother, my sister, we are in the right place, the home created by the Lord, Son of God, Son of Man, a home created for living stones built into a spiritual house, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. And we must also add that the spiritual house we possess, we occupy, has as its foundation the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Therefore, my brother, my sister, I say to you again, you are in the right place. You occupy a glorious space. You are a chosen face of the Most High God. Thus, the Lord says to us, to you this morning, through the prophet Haggai in today's first reading, take courage, Axel. Take courage, Rosemary. Take courage, John. Take courage, Joseph. Take courage, Tamilore. Take courage, Alero, Rosemary, Eno, Paula. Take courage. If you are listening to me at this point in time, I say to you, take courage. Do not be afraid, because the Spirit of the Lord is with you, is with us, and will remain with us forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Therefore, I promise you, my brother, my sister, the Lord will surely provide the ideas and resources for overpowering the side effects of COVID-19. He will deliver us from bad governance and save our children and children's children. For those who are hoping for great leadership come the year 2023, I decree today that the Lord will break the yoke of the enemy and grant us victory, victory for his children who are in the right place, who occupy a glorious space, and who are the chosen faces of the Most High God. The Lord also says in today's first reading, and he says to us, he will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. He says he will shake the nations, and the treasures of the nations shall flow in, and he will fill his temple. He will fill you with his glory. Thus, my brother, my sister, our hope, says the psalmist today, is in God. We must be prepared. Be prepared, for the Lord will shake and transform us today. He will shake and transform our lives with his glory. If you are sick today, this moment, may the sound of his glory grant us healing, grant you healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are worried today, this moment, may the quake of his glory break the chains of hopelessness and grant us victory and success in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you in a broken relationship or a broken marriage? May the sound of his glory grant you, grant your friend, grant your husband or wife his unity, love, and peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now conclude with the prayer of the psalmist this morning. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation from deceitful and cunning men. Rescue us, O God. Since you, O God, are our stronghold, why have you rejected us? Why do we go on mourning, oppressed by the foe? Oh, send forth your light and your truth. Let this be our guide. Let them bring us to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And we will come to the altar of God, the God of our joy, our Redeemer. We will thank you on the harp, O God, our Lord. May your name be praised now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord grant you, grant us these blessings, and may these prayers of the Lord upon you today be brought to bear, be made manifest in your life, and may you share the Lord's joy and glory with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Walsingham, pray for us.